The Obama administration has promised to end homelessness among veterans by the end of this year. Back in 2009, then-Secretary of Veterans Affairs Eric Shinseki made that pledge.
President Obama and I are personally committed to ending homelessness among veterans, and we've targeted the next 5 years as crucial. No one who has served this nation, as veterans have, should be living on our streets.
The Department of Veterans Affairs has made some progress. One measurement from this year showed that homelessness among vets is down more than 30% since 2010. But that's still far from zero. Federal statistics show there are still about 50,000 homeless vets around the country. Quill Lawrence covers Veterans Affairs for NPR, and he joins us now from New York. Quill, welcome.
Thanks, Eric.
So let's start with the good news, Quill. Just from a numbers standpoint, it seems like the VA has made significant strides toward getting more veterans off the streets and into housing. What cities have made the most progress, and how'd they do it?
Only a few have actually reached what they call functional zero. They acknowledge that as soon as they got every veteran housed, a veteran could become newly homeless tomorrow. But their functional zero is when they have the housing preloaded so they can get that veteran indoors. New Orleans has done it. Houston say they've done it. The states of Virginia and Connecticut have reached what they define as zero homeless veterans. But across the board, there has been real progress through a set of best practices that have been established over the years by homelessness advocates. These cities actually make lists of the homeless vets by name, and then go out and try to find them. And they partner with local charities that have been in this game for a long time. And then into that sort of set of best practices, they inject a huge amount of money from Congress for housing, for leases to get people in. And so it does seem to be working. It's just not finished.
And let's clarify, they're not just trying to get people off the streets into shelters. They're trying to find them long-term housing, correct?
Yes. And the people I went on outreach with in New Orleans, in Los Angeles, in San Diego, here in New York, they're trying to fit housing that will work for each of these homeless veterans. They kind of get to know each case because they know if you get someone into housing and tick the box, okay, we got him in there, but you know it's a place that's not going to work out and that guy is going to end up back on the street, it doesn't count. So they really do seem to be taking a long game on it.
Quill, there's a bit of a stereotype about the single male homeless vet. Talk a little bit about who the homeless vets are now.
The bulk of homeless veterans are still single men, mostly from the generation just after Vietnam, when the economy was bad in the early 80s and people got out of the military and weren't ever able to really recover economically. But the fastest growing group among the homeless are women and families. And so the VA and others are having to adapt to that. One of the new approaches is a program called SSVF, it's Support for Veterans Families, which allows the fast and preventative housing of vets and their families. It's a little bit more nimble than some of the services in the past, and they're able to use a concept called housing first, which means that they don't necessarily have to get a veteran cleaned up, get a veteran off drugs before they can get them in housing and start providing them services.
The VA still has a long way to go. Let's hear some tape from one of your stories. This is from San Diego. Here you're talking with Joe Costello, who does housing outreach for the VA.
The VA is talking about trying to eliminate chronic homelessness, but some of these people down here seem pretty hardcore.
Some of them really are hardcore, and it's very challenging. We've run into people who we can get them off the streets today, but some of the stipulations are, well, you've got to show up at a certain time and not be under the influence when you show up, and they're like, nope, not going to do it.
Quill, is the VA in some cities now down to these sort of toughest cases, which often include vets with substance abuse and other problems?
That's one of the explanations that have been offered for me is why the progress has slowing. I mean, you mentioned they've reduced veterans' homelessness by a third over the course of this almost 6 years campaign. But in the last year, it only dropped from about 50,000 to around 47,000. So the progress has slowed down. The VA secretary told me that's in part because they're getting more accurate numbers now, but also because they're hitting some of these hard chronic cases, people for whom homelessness has just become a lifestyle. They've been living on the street, some of them with untreated PTSD for decades, so they're slow to trust. They're slow to come inside. On that same trip to San Diego, we met one vet who was living on a loading dock, and we had just come from a huge event where they clothe and feed homeless veterans, and he didn't want to go there because he wasn't allowed to bring his beers in, and he was living what he considered a workable life out there, and it was really posing a challenge to get him indoors.
He preferred life on the streets. So with the 2015 goal stated in public so often, Quill, is there a concern that the VA may have declared victory too soon and there's this false sense of kind of mission accomplished?
That was a concern from the start. I talked to one longtime advocate who said this summer when Houston declared that they'd reached zero homeless vets, he was trying to raise money for a homeless vets event in Houston. He called up one of his donors and the donor said, "Nah, wait a minute, I thought you guys had fixed that." So there is a lot of concern that when this campaign ends, a lot of the momentum might go out of it. The VA says it won't, but I'm hearing from inside the organization that there is sort of some shifting going around and some concerns about that.
Quill, another goal the VA set was to make significant inroads in the disability backlog. Tell us how they've done on that issue.
Well, it's another one where they set a goal. They said they were going to get down to zero veterans who were waiting more than a few months to hear about their ratings, their disability pensions. These are veterans who have everything from PTSD or Agent Orange, or they might be home from Iraq and have a missing limb. They need to know what their monthly disability check is going to be from the VA. And initially, back in 2003, some of them were waiting years. Mm-hmm. That backlog is now down 88%, but it seems like they're not going to get it much lower than this. I spoke with VA Secretary McDonald this morning, and he said they're still working at it.
NPR's Quill Lawrence covers Veterans Affairs. Thanks so much for joining us, Quill.
Thank you, Eric.